This is Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Now, here is Patty Mercer.
Hello, everybody. We are live today on location at Loom Coworking. My guest, Jennifer Belk, is here to talk about just the amazing opportunity right here in the heart of Fort Mill. And Jennifer, the last time we spoke was several months back. Mm-hmm. Now I look around, and actually every time I step into Loom Coworking, it's almost as if I'm stepping into a new space. How are you doing?
Good. Running around with a chicken with my head cut off, like my granny would say. But really, really good. It has, like you said, every time you come in, there's something else going on. But we're just trying to serve the needs of the business community, local nonprofits, churches, things like that. And it's been a fun ride.
When I first met you, the building that is Loom Coworking was under construction. And we spoke about how this would be a way to have an office space and, you know, project your business in a very professional way with all of the things that support the growth and success of a company. And now, not only do you have the building that is completed and gorgeous, you kept the space that you were originally renting.
We gave it away.
You gave it away. Then you're like,
we're like, no, we need it back.
No, we need it back. And still, I see business. I see art. It just seems that you are doing exactly what you set out to do, which was to serve the needs of the community.
Which I just told someone in a tour just now that market research meant absolutely nothing. A, because most people didn't know what co-working was, and a lot of people, until they start considering what is being offered, they don't think about, you know, how beneficial it is to have a professional private meeting space rather than sitting at Starbucks talking about private things with your client, and, you know, having crazy fast Wi-Fi and having, you know, just the community connections there. So the technology you need to have reliable video conferencing and not have your dog barking in the background and that kind of thing. So, you know,
these are all the things that you offer in the co-working process here.
Yeah. And anything else that we start seeing is a need. So we've got a couple of guys that are my what type of equipment do we need guy, and they'll walk in and then we're on Amazon trying to find it. You know,
well, I love
just trying to be adaptable, and technology changes and people in different professions have different needs. We have, you know, all the photography equipment, audio equipment, the podcast studio thing, which was not on the radar when we first opened.
It's a wonderful use of space,
a lot of use.
And the fact that you have that equipment versus someone that is maybe starting their own business or building a business, and to your point, technology changes so fast that this is a real, I think, wise way, fiscally responsible way to achieve the perception of maybe being a little further down
we say
tracks of success than you are.
Keep your head high and your overhead low.
I love it.
That's our
I love it. So would you say the co-working is still the backbone of Loom, or has that changed?
It's definitely the backbone, and I was telling you about my our new assistant manager, and that has been a godsend because our event spaces took off so much more than what we thought, which was one of the main reasons we took over this other building. And that became a little overwhelming, trying to make sure to serve everyone. She has allowed me to really more concentrate on the co-working community, so that she handles more of the, you know, ins and outs of the event spaces and building access and billing and all of these sorts of things, helping with marketing. And so that has helped me to get back to, you know, my first love.
Oh, absolutely.
Helping with the co-working community. And but it definitely is. And one of the things, we had 8 events this past weekend and 9 the weekend before. And this past weekend, only one of those was a social. We have a lot of social events, birthday parties, baby showers, that kind of thing. But only one of those eight was an outside private event. The others were the churches that meet here. We have Lego building classes, which I think is fantastic. Bricks for Kids.
Yeah.
We have a group from Mary Kay that meets here this weekend. Renika Middleton, who's the guidance counselor at Banks Trail, has a middle school girls counseling, self-awareness, empowerment group that meets once a month. So, yeah, our goal is to, those people are parts of our family, and we're trying to be their brick and mortar, because when you're a startup church, you don't need a building 7 days a week. And when you're working full time but starting a side business, you don't need a building, you know, 7 days a week. So if they can use our facilities, like you said, to keep overhead down, but also to have opportunities. A couple of weeks ago, we had this wonderful movie viewing event that it was about middle school and high schoolers.
Race
and even
to Nowhere.
Yes, and the pressures that are put on them by over testing and, you know, starting at entirely too young an age, having the anxiety and stress of school. And so while they were doing that, Jenny hosted the Lego event over here so that people wouldn't have to worry about getting a babysitter while they were over having the viewing event and the discussion that happened after that. So a lot of kind of teaming between the groups and that kind of thing, which I love. I love seeing that.
It's what we want it to be when we think of hosting.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, even when you are bringing in a group of young people, we are moving past the place where we used to just be able to open the back door and say, come one, come all. Mm-hmm. There's always that little thought of, I'm responsible for whatever. Am I ready for that? And mm-hmm. that one little voice can deter a really great idea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where when you have space like Loom, which, by the way, just explain the name, because okay. I just think it is so fitting.
So it's of course a homage to the textile industry around here, but the deeper meaning of it is when you have a textile, it's weaving things of different colors, types of yarns, that kind of thing together, and that's what we see this as. You know, you have people with different talents, with different goals and different life stages, that kind of thing. And if you have a fabric where all the yarns are going in the same direction, it's not really a fabric.
No.
If you have a fabric where all the yarns are the exact same color, you don't have the variety, you don't have the opportunity for pattern and beauty and that kind of thing. So that's our goal, is to combine all these people together, especially people that are at-home workers that have isolation and don't have opposite viewpoints or people to bounce things off of, or to, you know, you're working on something and you're like, how do you spell so and so? You know, your cat can't help you with that. And so it's just nice to surround yourself with people that make you stronger, help you create beautiful things, help you help other people.
I think that is fantastic. In fact, talking about beautiful things, I'm surrounded by art and I want to learn more about where this beautiful art came from and who did it. But first, we need to take a mid-program break and just remind our listeners that you've tuned in to Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Kuster Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas, co-sponsored by York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power, and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. If you're buying, building, or refinancing, put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company. When we return, which will just be in a few seconds or just a couple of minutes, we're going to continue our conversation with Jennifer Belk, the owner of Loom Co-working, right here in Fort Mill. So make sure to stay tuned.
On cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Looking to buy, build, or refinance? Put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We offer the most extensive list of loan products available. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuester Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuester Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We are back and we are on location today, broadcasting live from Loom Co-working in the heart of Fort Mill, just on, what is this, Academy Street?
Yes, ma'am.
Right across from the downstairs to the police department. Mm-hmm. And just lots of good things. Crossings right up the street. Southern Sugar to your right, go on up the sidewalk, and you can just find all sorts of really happening, revitalized, repurposed buildings right here on historic Main Street in Fort Mill. And Loom, you guys have been here how long now?
About 2.5 years.
2.5 years. So you were really in front. You know, you were really ablaze, what are you, trailblazer in terms of just setting this vision for Fort Mill, what the need is, how can you fill it? And one thing is for sure, when we see so many people moving to Fort Mill, chances are they have businesses that are going to come along with them. Working at home is not always ideal. We've all seen the commercials of the, let's see, FaceTime, and then you stand up and, now they've seen you in your underwear,
exactly.
Basically.
Or your kid walking in the door behind.
Yes. Funny, hysterical.
But, and actually, most of our members are remote workers for bigger companies.
Yes.
So they are still not only trying to look professional for themselves, they're trying to look professional for their company when they're on video calls, when, you know, they're having conference calls, that kind of thing. And, you know, really showing their employer that, yes, I can be a very productive remote worker, and it's okay that I move from Ohio to South Carolina because the weather's fabulous. I can still be as productive and as effective at my job.
Absolutely. With digital technology as we know it, you really could live anywhere and still work and represent a company in another state, even worldwide.
Other countries. Yep.
Yeah. I thought it was great because I asked you about some of the, you know, what's a typical day like, or what are some of the businesses? And you said, well, we can just talk about this morning.
There is no typical day. And my husband makes fun. He's like, how's your day? I'm like, well, I didn't get anything done that I meant to do, but it was fantastic. Today was wonderful. Started out this morning with a tour with a gentleman who wears a lot of hats, does training and inspirational speaking, insurance and investment planning. His wife is a real estate agent, and started out when he toured talking about needing office space and small meeting space for clients. As he's standing there and I'm talking about the services we offer, he's like, oh, having a mailing address would be wonderful, and being able to show up on Google, and being able to get packages that I can't get at the post office, and those types of things. And the longer we talk, he's like, well, I do training workshops and things where I need a space that can sit up to 100 people, but I also need ones for my team of 10, and, you know, things like that. So then he brought his wife back in today to tour and just see how we can help them. Everything we do is month to month, so it's getting them in there, seeing how we can help them. It might be that a month from now they're a different membership plan or a different kind of use, or as his business develops, if he goes more on the public speaking end, and, you know, that kind of thing.
As you know very well, it morphs. Might start with one point and
exactly.
morph into something else. And your experience Tell me about your experience.
My background, I started as a commercial interior design and construction management.
Which comes in handy.
Which does. when I started in the profession, it was mid-90s when real estate rates went completely berserk. And so people started really reevaluating how spaces are being used. And so the concept of like hoteling and sharing spaces, that kind of thing, so that, you know, you didn't walk into a building. It was a ghost town because everybody's out, you know, serving clients and that kind of thing.
You're out of there at 8 o'clock in the morning and you were not allowed to get back until 4:30 in the afternoon.
Exactly. So that's what I started in. After I finished my master's, I went into teaching. And I compare this place, we love Winthrop around here, we bleed garnet gold, and I compare this place to the DiGiorgio Center, the student union building at Winthrop. If you can't study in your dorm because your roommate is annoying or you fall asleep on your bed or whatever it is, you go to Dick's to study. You use the meeting rooms there. You use the technology. You go rent ping pong paddles from Jerry at the desk to play ping pong. Mm-hmm. We have ping pong tables. So, you know, it's the resources that you either don't have for yourself or don't want to do by yourself, that kind of thing, gets you in a more inspiring environment or somewhere that you can do teaming, that kind of thing. So so I say it's like a student union, mm-hmm. but for older people, and which 70% of us are 40 and over. So we all get it. We all have kids. We all, you know, just need to get in, crank it, be productive and get home and put on our other hats and that kind of thing. And so working at Winthrop, I was there for 11 years and at the Art Institute before that. And really the event planning with the student union group, program planning group that they have there, which is amazing, the student council, you know, the career and civic engagement office, you know, all of those types of things over the years, even more than teaching or design or whatever, it's really what we do here.
It's interesting all of those experiences prepared you for this.
It's like it finally makes sense, all the things.
Yeah, your loom is a nice mm-hmm. bow. But here's the thing, what is another benefit. I love the word inspired because mm-hmm. sometimes when we are working alone, our inspiration can begin to deplete itself. And it's amazing how you can walk to the mailbox and have a couple minutes with a neighbor and walk back into your home feeling brand new, ready to go again.
Absolutely.
The perception, being able to work in your own zip code instead of being sort of at the mercy of going wherever that job tells you that you need to go to. And there's also a lot to be said for meeting someone like you because you are very well connected. And when you are new in an area, whether it's through your job or your husband's job, mm-hmm. when you meet a connector, that's like a gold mine.
Well, it was amazing. The couple that just left right before, he is a professional photographer and concentrates on dancers. So not necessarily for artistic reasons, but Miller Street Dance Academy. He does all of their stuff, wow. travels with them to competitions and all of this sort of thing because his background is dance. I've been a dancer since I was 3. And so he came in and, you know, all of these overlaps in the things that we're interested in. He goes to church with the gentleman I was just talking about that was here earlier in the day. I was talking about one of the artists that brought in some beautiful work the other day. And he was like, is her name Jamie? I mean, without even just describing the work, he knew who I was talking about. And so that's one of the things I love about Fort Mill is whether it's who you go to church with or who you live in a neighborhood with or your kids know each other or whatever it is, there are those connections. You just might not know what their spouse does for a living or what their background is and not know to ask that particular person, do you know somewhere that does so-and-so or can you recommend? Because you don't know their background or you don't know what their other connections are. And that's what I think, even the kind of creative eavesdropping that happens around here. I was touring that last couple, and one of our members walked by and said, "Oh, I heard you say Orlando." And they're all from, they knew each other's high schools, all that, and they were sharing information about the alumni group from University of Florida that's
and
here.
You just wouldn't know unless you put out there, you know,
exactly.
to just be available, to let it trickle in.
Exactly.
That is so exciting. I still want to learn about the paintings in here, but we're going to wait until after this next little break.
Okay.
But we're going to come back and continue our conversation with Jennifer Belk. She is the owner of Loom Co-working right here in Fort Mill. If you thought you knew what co-working and collaboration was all about, you may want to stay tuned, because it's so much more than just what you might think it is. Tease. All right. This is Patty, so come on back. Of course, Famous Toastery is our destination on Thursday, and Custer Commercial is our presenting sponsor today. Custer Commercial is commercial real estate for the Carolinas, and we are co-sponsored by York Electric Cooperative and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Hey, from Famous Toastery in Tiga K. We want to thank you for your loyal patronage, and we're excited to announce that both Indian Land and Rock Hill Famous Toasteries are open and ready to serve you our delicious, always fresh breakfast and lunch, daily specials, and I could go on. You can be sure that each location of Famous Toastery is uniquely designed with the same great culture and experience that we're known for. We'll see you at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server. Located in Fort Mill, the Custer Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Custer Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Rates are going up. Are you prepared? Now is a perfect time to find your perfect home. Put your trust in a company that cares. U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We are back, and you're listening to Close Up. My guest today, Jennifer Belk. I actually am your guest today, because we are on location and co-working.
Always welcome.
Yeah, so here's the thing. You know, hearing the different types of events that you're holding is so exciting, but I'm curious, what are some of the largest or surprise turnouts for events that you've had here?
Oh, goodness. Yeah, not what you would expect. This past weekend, Warren Publishing had a publishing workshop.
Like publishing, like writing a book?
Exactly. Ah, so cool. Maybe you're thinking about writing a book, or you have written a book, you've outlined something, and you have no idea where to start as far as publishing or marketing, doing book signings, you know, getting editors, whatever it happens to be. And they did a full day workshop. Had a lot more people than they planned. We did a last minute kind of switch around, dragging in chairs, all of that. But I poked my head in on part of it, and they were having some wonderful conversations. They're planning on doing at least a couple times a year, doing those here. And we're scheduling a lunch and learn now. Specifically, we have a lot of trainers that work out of here, people that are personal coaches, business coaches, things like that. That's how you show your expertise, is to write a book or to blog or to, you know, that kind of thing. And so we're going to be doing a lunch and learn that's kind of geared towards that, how to market yourself through publishing. So
as a business owner, are you where you believed you would be from a profitability standpoint? Is that, I mean, because I know you're working, I know you're passionate, but at the end of the day, we got to buy, you know, milk and bread and food.
Right? It's definitely not why I do it. But coming from education, I was not used to a huge paycheck, but we're in a good place. We have turned around and sunk a lot of money into the building as far as renovations, technology, additional furnishings, so that all the spaces are outfitted now that we're using all the spaces at the same time, especially on the weekends. And so we've put a lot more back into it than, you know, I would have imagined, but we had no idea when we started you know, what types of services there for what the space needed to be. So, and like I said, being able to hire an assistant manager and be able to do those sorts of things has been a godsend to us. So.
And how competitive is this industry of co-working? Do you find, like, you're the owner, this is your baby. Has it been a benefit to be able to be fluid and move with
it? It has, but honestly, this is the least competitive industry I've ever been in, simply because it's like people believe in the concept and the value. And so, I mean, the things that the co-working places in Charlotte, Advent Co-working, they're my big brothers in this process, much younger, but big brothers. And, you know, the advice that they gave me about member management and door access systems and all of this sort of thing, other co-working communities that have sprung up over the last year, maybe we don't do private offices. We have private meeting spaces that are free to members, but other places concentrate more on private meeting spaces. So if we can't accommodate, then we refer them to others. So it's a very hospitable.
That's fantastic.
So it's wonderful.
Yeah. Together you stand and you recognize the strength of having.
It's more about letting people know the benefits.
Opportunity. Where can people find you? Where can our listeners find
you? Online, our website, loomcoworking.com. Facebook, we are extremely active. LinkedIn, and they can give us an email through the website on the contact page or call 803-548-5666.
Fantastic. Jennifer Belk, always a pleasure. Inspiring opportunities right here in Fort Mill. Thank you so much for being with us today on this edition of Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Kuster Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas, co-sponsored by York Electric Cooperative.